This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Montana legislature in its regular session happening now is considering bills to regulate prior authorization as patients and healthcare providers decry obstacles to healthcare. One Montana family illustrated their troubles with a health insurer when Lou and Lindsay Volpe's son was diagnosed with a chronic bowel disease at age 11. Their health insurance company required constant pre-approval of drugs and treatments, a process the Volpe's say often delayed critical care for their son. The Volpe's son, now 13, could not absorb food and didn't gain any weight for a year and a half while he went through treatments that didn't work and repeated pre-authorization waits, including for his current treatment, which appears to be working. Lou Volpe said, "You subscribe to your insurance policy, you pay into that for years and years and years with the hope that if you need this service, it'll be there for you. And finally, when you knock on the door and say, 'Hey guys, we need some help,' they just start backpedaling." The Volpe's, who live in Helena, and their healthcare providers spent more than 18 months pushing for medical approvals from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Montana, including a four-month wait last year for the insurance company approval of costly infusions that worked to control their son's disease where other treatments had failed. Now the issue is front and center at the 2025 Montana legislature, with Montana hearing bills along with many other states in limiting how and when insurers can deny drugs or treatments through their pre-approval process, known as prior authorization. This month, a Democratic and a Republican lawmaker introduced or were drafting separate bills restricting health insurers' ability to require prior authorization for certain treatments and medications. A third lawmaker was preparing other measures as well. Many of Montana's medical providers support the effort, saying that prior authorization is denying vital care and needlessly sucking up more and more of their time, which they say could be better spent with patients. Montana health insurance companies, however, insist that they are authorizing drugs and treatments that are shown to be needed. The insurance companies say that if their review power is stripped away, costs will continue to increase due to insurance paying for unnecessary treatments. Denial of care through health insurance companies' prior authorization processes has struck a nerve nationwide as well. In the wake of the December shooting death of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in New York City, customers of that health insurance giant and other consumers took to social media to denounce the industry for denied claims and puny reimbursements. Since then, one of the nation's largest health insurers, the Cigna Group, has changed its policies and will reform its prior authorization process. In the past 2 years, several states have passed laws restricting prior authorization. The laws, spearheaded by healthcare providers, generally narrow when and how prior authorization can occur and create stricter timelines for review. Indiana, Nebraska, North Dakota, Virginia, and Washington have introduced prior authorization bills this year. In Montana, Democratic State Representative Jonathan Carlin of Missoula is sponsoring two bills, one to remove prior authorization for most generic drugs, inhalers, and insulin, and another that says patients cannot be denied a drug when they switch insurers and are waiting for authorization from the new insurer. The second bill also says a procedure or treatment may be denied only by a physician with a matching specialty. Carlin said, "People should be making medical decisions based on what they and their doctors think, not what their insurance company thinks," he said. "If a doctor says you need a medication, that's why you have insurance, so you can get that." Republican State Representative Ed Buttrey of Great Falls said he plans to introduce a bill to help kids with chronic bowel diseases, such as the Volpe's son, imposing a 7-day limit to decide whether to authorize expensive biologic treatments. If insurers don't meet the deadline, the drug is automatically approved. Buttrey's bill also would eliminate most retroactive denials. That's when insurers refuse to pay for treatments they'd already authorized. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.